Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board and join with our dialogue and discussion as day by day we face the issues. We're facing some of the most pressing, important, life-changing, nation-altering issues in our lifetime, and that is this consequential election that will be on November the 3rd. And I say on November the 3rd, that's the final day of election, I reckon you would call it now. All of these years, we've called it Election Day, but now it seems as though with state after state after state, it's election month or election week or post-election ballot counting, as they're talking about with several of the states. But nevertheless, it's a very important issue that we discuss today. We're looking at, literally, ladies and gentlemen, the collision of two worldviews. The collision of two worldviews. If I could put it very simplistically, we're looking at a biblical worldview and a secularized Marxist worldview. And it depends on the prism that you look through as to what kind of world you see and the kind of world you want to see, and especially when it comes to what we want to see for America. So, ladies and gentlemen, join in the dialogue and discussion today. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We'd love to entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion. What are you seeing? What do you think is going to be the end result of this election? Do you believe that Biden will win, or do you believe that President Donald J. Trump will be reelected? What do you see as the problems for either election outcome? What do you see as what will take place for the future of America? Do you think we'd have a better America with Biden or with Trump? What are your thoughts? Love to hear from you today. 831-0917 is the telephone number. But ladies and gentlemen, the major thing that I want us to understand and recognize in this whole smear of voting and the outcome and the future of America, we need to recognize that God is still on the throne, that God is still in control, that God is still sovereign, and whatever takes place, we as Christians, we as conservatives, we as patriotic Americans will still be in America. We'll still have to face the issues, whatever they may be. And therefore, we need to recognize that we need to turn to God. We need to recognize that God is the one that's in control. This is the reason it's so important for us to understand the challenge of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. And ladies and gentlemen, I call on you today, each of our listeners, to bathe the outcome of this election in prayer, asking God to forgive us individually, to forgive us as a nation, and to heal our land. There must be the recognition of God if we expect God to intervene and give victory in this election that we're faced with today. And ladies and gentlemen, as we discuss these issues, as we talk about them from day to day on this broadcast, let me remind you once again, we do so from a central Biblicist worldview. Someone said, well, what does it mean, a central Biblicist worldview? Someone asked me many years ago, are you an Arminian or Calvinist? I said, neither. They said, well, what are you? I said, I'm a central Biblicist. They said, what does that mean? It simply means that I do not depend on a political ideological bent or a denominational dogma or what John Calvin said or Jacob Arminius said or what any of the others say. But what does the Word of God say? That's the first, foremost, and final resolution for any question, quagmire, difficulty, or issue that we're faced with, is turn back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And I pray that you'll adhere to that. I pray that that will be your mantra and mindset. I pray that that will be the manner of life. Would simply be depend on. It's the reason it's so important to hide the Word of God in our hearts. It's so important for us to recognize that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by, that's the little Greek word dia, D-I-A, faith cometh by hearing, dia, through the Word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth shall make you free. That's in John 8, 31 and 32. And then Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am truth. And further he says in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. So ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that ought to be the mindset for our life and living, and it should be that which motivates and mandates all that we do and say. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that animus and that hatred so vivid today, ladies and gentlemen, in all that we see taking place and all that is happening. In fact, I'm looking at an article here that is frightening if it were not for the fact that I believe that God is still in control. Here's an article that says exactly what the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist Democrats on the left are planning. This article says, terrorist tone in left's post-election plan for the Trump supporters. Anticipating victory on Tuesday, allies of the Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, are discussing how they will handle supporters of Donald Trump after the election, and they don't have in mind sitting down and hashing out the differences over a beer, this article says. In fact, the plans have ominous tones, even homicidal and terrorist tones. Quote, increasingly through mainstream media and big tech, high-profile leftists are speaking openly about violence to be inflicted on Trump and all of Trump's supporters after the election. The article further states, this person that's writing the article from the Federalist says, she explains she is not talking about Antifa and Black Lives Matter street violence in cities such as Portland, which includes outright murders of Trump supporters. I'm referring here to voices that normalize and support open terror against any freedom-respecting person who has different views from those blessed by left-wing leaders, media, and big tech, she said. The treats include Robert Reich's proposal for South African-style Truth and Reconciliation Commission, which would name every official, every politician, every executive, every media mogul whose greed and cowardice enabled this catastrophe, that is, if Trump is elected. So, ladies and gentlemen, there is a movement out there that's filled with animus and hate and a desire to promote discord and rioting. In fact, it was Kamala Harris that said, even after the election, riots should continue in the streets. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we face the issues, let me remind you, we need to do so based on the truth book, the Word of God. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, John Huss, that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, with that absolute mantra that needs to be the mandate for our life and living. Seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And there's coming a day, ladies and gentlemen, if we continue as we are in this society, that we're going to see the need to stand, even if it means death, for the cause of Christ, biblical truth, and where we stand as Christians. We're seeing today, ladies and gentlemen, the attempt to eviscerate, to absolutely obliterate and destroy everything that's called Christian freedoms, religious liberties that we have today. And it is a fearful thing. It's a fearful thing to think about the future tense of America and what it can be like. But there is hope. We can still pray and ask God to intervene and give us the victory in this election. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own lawn care and landscape business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup generation for the hurricane season, as well as any questions you have from the homeowner or the professional landscaper as to what best equipment would be designed for your use and need. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a good benchmark, ladies and gentlemen, for Tools for Time. Find the gigantic flag flowing at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's on about 165-foot flagpole, American flag flowing, Old Glory. Find the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the collision of two worldviews. And that's exactly what we see coming to a crescendo on November the 3rd. Ladies and gentlemen, we must recognize on November the 3rd, Americans, you, I, will vote to determine the America that we want to have for our future. We will determine the legacy that we're going to leave for our children. We will determine what we're going to leave for our grandchildren and for the next generation. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the generations beyond us is what we need to be looking at and understand that our vote will indelibly effectuate change for good or evil for the generations to come. Now, I understand that time is not long. The time is short. The days are few. The scripture is very, very clear that perilous times shall come, as found in the scripture in relationship to the future days. Perilous means dark, dangerous, difficult, deadly times. And they're already upon us. But ladies and gentlemen, there is hope because listen, for the child of God, for the Christian, if you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, we're not going to be here long. We're going to be suddenly seen, snatched out of this old world. And after we're snatched out of this world by what is called the rapture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, it's a sudden seizure. It's a sudden snatching away of the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But there will be friends and family and loved ones that will be left to have to face the enemy of God, the enemy of the church, the Antichrist, the lawless one, the man of sin, the scripture calls him. But ladies and gentlemen, even before the rapture of the church, we need to be prepared to face the enemy. We need to be prepared to recognize that there's danger. And so the post-election America, ladies and gentlemen, will be a socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, democratic America. Or, listen, or we will continue with our constitutional republic that we have been so blessed with for some 244 years now as Americans. We need to recognize the awesome danger. We need to recognize the awesome responsibility of the ballot that we cast when we walk into that voting booth and vote for the President of the United States of America. Who will it be? How will you vote? Let me, at the risk of redundancy, read a paragraph or two from Franklin Graham that's in this month's Decision magazine. It says, thankfully, under the current administration, our religious liberties have been protected and preserved through a number of executive orders and the appointment of conservative judges and justices. Through executive actions, the right to life for the unborn and the freedom for Christian organizations and professionals to practice according to their sincerely held religious beliefs have been advanced and upheld. However, as the 2020 election draws near, I have a dire warning for Christians. This wonderful season of progress for the cause of religious freedom and the moral and biblical values that we hold so dear could be quickly and perhaps even permanently reversed. Voters are choosing between two polar opposite visions for America. One that threatens to send our country spiraling down the dangerous road of socialism, and one that promises to uphold the constitutional freedoms our nation is built upon while making America the envy of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, that is something that we need to take very seriously. That is succinctly stated, and let me recapture that for us. Our vote now, in early election, or by November the 3rd. That's just a few days, about 6 days hence. How will you vote? If you've already voted, call in. Tell us how you voted and why. 831-0917, 831-0917. 0917 is the telephone number. It will get you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones. But ladies and gentlemen, regardless of the direction that the vote takes, I am concerned about what is happening out in the marketplace of ideas. Here's an article that says, a poll has shown half of America is prepping for civil war. Poll results that one survey organizer described as frightening shows that 3 of 5 respondents say the United States is on the very verge of a civil war, and more than half already are preparing for it. This is the single most frightening poll results I've ever been associated with, this pollster said. This one, he said, is the first to raise the majority concern about a potential war in America. That's even though the Black Lives Matter agenda continues to conduct heated protests to the point of riots across America. The poll said 61% of Americans believe it is nearing a civil war. 41% strongly agree and 52% are so convinced that it is just around the corner, or even after Election Day, they're putting away food and other essentials in preparation for civil war in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's ominous. That's frightening. That should cause us to pray and seek God's face, ask God to intervene in this election. It is only by the divine intervention of God that we have Donald J. Trump as President of the United States today, that was put there in 2016, November. And I believe had it not been for the divine intervention of God, Trump would have been trounced by Hillary Rodham Clinton. And all that we know now about the undermining of the American culture, the undermining of American jurisprudence, the undermining of America's law enforcement through the highest levels of our intelligence departments in America and the FBI, had Trump not been elected, ladies and gentlemen, we will never know. We would have never known the danger and what is taking place behind the scenes that literally is controlling United States of America and the direction we're going in. By the way, President Trump just signed an executive order that will allow him to fire the embedded bureaucrats, the federal workers, with or without cause. So I am here to tell you that if Trump is reelected, and I pray that he is, he will have the tools in his toolkit to literally drain the sewer in the Beltway in Washington. And that's what's tied his hands. That's what's caused him to stumble at every hand, is the sewer that's been handling all of the foot dragging to prevent the DOJ and the State Department and all other intelligence departments of being able to get the job done that they've been required to do. What do you think the report that was supposed to come back, the Durham report, why do you think it's not come back? It's not because he's not done his examination, not because he's not perhaps done the field work in the examination. It's because they're petrified with the embedded bureaucrats that if they tell the American citizens the truth before the election, it will indeed sway the election, as it ought to. There's the mindset somehow, some way inside the Beltway with the embedded bureaucrats that if you say anything and telling truth about Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal and what's taking place, that somehow, some way, it will undermine an election. But ladies and gentlemen, the truth needs to be told. It's time that the American public understand what's been taking place and what President Trump has been faced with. President Trump, ladies and gentlemen, for 4 years was faced with the Russian hoax, with the CIA and the FBI and all the intelligence apparatuses, with the Mueller report and the $48 million investigation. It all failed. They tried to impeach him over a legal telephone call with Ukraine, and it was with the Ukraine leadership, and it was a legal telephone call. It failed. The left blames Trump for the COVID-19 Wuhan China virus. Biden called Trump's shutdown of the Chinese import of people coming in by flight. He called it xenophobic. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump has been faced with every roadblock possible for 4 years, and yet God has given success in the protection of America and the provision of the protection of our liberties and the freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to keep and bear arms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I believe Joseph is on the line. Go with the question and comment, please.
Yes, sir. I want to say this and speak the truth in love, as the scripture says, that yes, I believe Trump will win, and I hope and pray he wins. I very strongly believe that church pastors need to step up and expose and reveal the Democratic Party platform. They don't have to endorse anybody. you get church people aware of what the Democrats really stand for, and they'll know who to vote for. Consider which candidate best agrees with biblical values.
Amen.
Also, recall how the Obama-Biden administration did its darndest to harass and obstruct the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association via the IRS, and wasn't just Billy Graham's organization, it was conservatives and other churches. So, I mean, there's the fruit right there. What else do you need?
You spoke very poignantly and clearly, and I believe our listeners need to understand that. Let me go back and modify a statement that you said for clarification for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm a pastor, just because someone else is a pastor, just because you stand in the pulpit to preach the truth of the Word of God, doesn't mean we've lost our First Amendment freedoms and our liberties of religious exercise of free speech. I say to every preacher, every pastor, every religious leader that's leading churches and organizations, spiritual organizations across America, I say, grow a spine, put on big boy pants, and understand that because you're a pastor, preacher, teacher of the Word of God, you've not lost your liberties and the Bill of Rights. Therefore, don't just say, this is what one is doing. I don't mind standing in the pulpit saying, this is how I'm voting, and I recommend this is how you vote if we want to preserve the liberties in America with the free speech and the religious liberties that we've enjoyed for 244 years. God gives us that right. The Constitution gives us that right. Constitution gives us that freedom. And I want our listeners to understand, with the Lyndon Baines Johnson amendment to a 1954 transportation bill that gave the IRS the right to try to squelch free speech, there was never a pastor prosecuted, never a church closed on speaking truth from the pulpit about political issues. Why? Yeah. Because that was an unconstitutional amendment. And May 2017, President Donald J. Trump, by executive order, canceled that. We're not second-class citizens. We need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, be the watchman on the wall. And so through what you have said and my modification and elaboration further on it, I'm saying to every pastor, preacher, teacher, Christian leader, stand up before it's too late and let folks know that somehow, some way, we need to be what God would have us to be in relationship to Christian speaking the truth in love, as you said.
Amen.
Thank you
Amen.
So much. Thank you so much for your call. Keep praying. Keep on looking up. Encourage us to pray and encourage others to take the right vote in the ballot box and vote for President Donald J. Trump. And that's a vote for liberty. That's a vote for our Constitution. That's a vote for truth. That's a vote for the sovereign nation of America. That's a vote for secure borders. That's a vote for the protection of our Bill of Rights. That's a vote for standing with Israel as we vote for President Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. That telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones. And I pray that you will join in this dialogue and discussion today. We've got 6 days, 6 days before Election Day, 6 days before November the 3rd. So I pray that we will be prayed up, that we'll stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, and do what God would have us to do. Today, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump faces what I call a demonic cabal. President Trump is facing, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just facing Joe Biden. It's not just facing the loose likes, lost liberals. He's not just facing the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democratic Party. He's not just facing off with and doing battle with Nancy Pelosi and AOC and the other three. He's not just faced off doing battle with Chuck Schumer. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, President Donald J. Trump is facing that demonic cabal. He's facing the CIA, the FBI, the social media, Russia, China. He is facing, ladies and gentlemen, a number of things that we would never dream that would be standing before him, trying to prevent him and his reelection. I believe we have Kelsey on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Hey, yes, sir. I just wanted to say that I really appreciate y'all being on the air. Y'all are a good ray of sunshine on what's going on in this world today. And I just want to say that y'all have my support 100%. I voted early last week for Donald Trump, and I'm hoping to God that he'll get reelected again, because I feel like he's done so much for our country. And
Amen.
I just want to let y'all know that this generation definitely has y'all back for sure.
Amen.
I'm 24, so but and there's not really a whole lot of people that are my age that are voting for Trump or even conservative at all, but I am one of them. So
You're exactly right. Let me ask you a very serious question, Kelsey.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Give me, for our listeners to understand, especially for the millennial age group 18 to 35, and you said you're 24, give us when you voted for President Donald J. Trump, what were the two major things on your mind that caused you to cast that vote?
Two major things, honestly, would probably be his stance on I'll get to that in a minute, but like probably just like economically, like what he's done for our country, like as far as bringing about more jobs and everything for our country. That's definitely one of the big ones. And the biggest one to me though is that he's pro-life. I can't sit back and vote for somebody who sheds innocent blood, and that's my main reason why I voted for him.
Amen. Well, that's two major things that I believe every Christian needs to understand and recognize and cast our ballots for that and for a multitude of other good reasons. But, Kelsey, thank you so much for calling, and God bless you. Keep on. In fact, I would encourage you to share with every friend, relative, neighbor, and associates that you know, urging them to vote and to vote aright. And that means a ballot being cast for Donald J. Trump to preserve the liberties in America that we've known for all of these years. Thank you so much. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please. Well, I think we lost our caller. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the two worldviews, the collision of two worldviews. And as we think about President Donald J. Trump and the battle that he's faced with even now, in these lead-up days to the election, he is faced with what I'm calling the demonic cabal, the CIA, the FBI, the social media, the Russian-China connection, the fake news, George Soros. Mike Bloomberg has already invested $100 million in the state of Florida to try to get votes. He's already invested $16 million in the state of Florida to get the felons to be able to vote. And just yesterday announced that he's investing another $100 million in the initiatives to try to get votes for the Democratic Socialist Marxist leftists in the state of Texas, in the state of Georgia, and in the state of Florida. And so we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is at work. And especially for Christians, as Christians, we need to recognize that we're faced with the enemies of God, the enemies of the church, the enemies of our moral, ethical standing. We're faced with the enemies, the demonic enemies, ladies and gentlemen, against anything that will be moral, ethical, and biblical that we need to stand for as Christians. President Trump is faced with and doing battle with BLM, Antifa, Big Tech, the Council on Foreign Affairs, the Never Trumpers, the Rhinos, the Republicans, and others that do not want to see Trump. Listen, don't you dare think that all Republicans are for President Donald J. Trump. At the point that he had the executive branch, we had as Republicans, the House, the Senate, and the executive branch for 2 years. What did the Republicans get accomplished? What did they pass? Zip, zero, not a nothing. And now they're saying, just reelect us, and we're going to make sure everything is done that we didn't do before. There's a Greek word for that. It's called horse feathers. If you believe that, I'll show you the Buckman Bridge here in our city, dismantle it and restore it in your backyard free of charge. Ladies and gentlemen, that's simply not true. We have multitudes of the rhinos, Republicans in name only, that simply would like to see Joe Biden elected, because I believe multitudes of our Republican leaders in the House and the Senate, I believe they have their hand in the till for China and for Russia and for the Ukrainian payoffs, if you will, to pass legislation or to do nothing in relationship to that, so that they can continue to get their money behind closed doors. Ladies and gentlemen, Americans are afraid. I believe many Americans today are living in fear and hysteria, forced into lockdowns, forced with the mask mandates, forced with church closings, all of which are unconstitutional, illegal, unenforceable, and absolutely ought to have never been. Ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with that because as Americans, we become sheeple rather than people. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour in order to have our news. We're going to come back. We'll continue to talk about the collision of two worldviews. We're talking about what will America be like with a Biden administration versus what will it continue to be like with the President Donald J. Trump administration. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University, in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.